10 years or so ago, a woman named Andrea Levine sat in on some media survey classes I was teaching at Wayne State University. She was in her late 30s or early 40s and seemed to be searching for answers. She wanted to know how the media work and told me she was a Maoist. This fascinated me because I thought authentic Maoists were almost as rare as passenger pigeons. Chairman Mao, as we now know, starved to death and slaughtered tens of millions of his own citizens and kept China economically and intellectually backward. Intrigued, I got together one night before class with her and another Maoist to find out what they were all about. Alas, they spouted a form of primitive grade school Marxism. They seemed to have very little historical knowledge of communism or what it had actually been like. 3 years ago, I got a friendly email from Ms. Levine telling me she had now founded a marijuana film club. Well, Andrea Levine is a new cause now. She wants to get the city of Grosse Pointe Park to outlaw the weekly newspaper, the Metro Times, because it has sexually oriented ads. Tonight, she plans to appear before the city council in her affluent little town to ask them to ban the paper entirely and require its removal from city sidewalks and local businesses. Well, I guess Ms. Levine was not in my class tonight. I talked about the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, the one that means that the freedom of the press is one of our most fundamental rights. I should confess that, in a way, I'm a party at interest. I've written a weekly column for the Metro Times for more than 21 years. What I write is about as sexually oriented as any explanation of the political apportionment process can be. In fact, the newspaper does some of the most serious political and investigative journalism in the state. Yes, it does have sexually oriented advertising in the back pages. What Miss Levine may not realize is that there's far less of it than 10 years ago. Most such ads have migrated online. She also may not realize that the Detroit Free Press and the Detroit News also carry classified ads for sexual services. The print just isn't as large. Currently, the Metro Times has a female editor, Valerie Van de Pan, a feminist who suggested that if Miss Levine is evidence of any legal activity, she should take it to the police. However, Andrea Levine said the police aren't very interested, and so she wants to ban the paper instead. Well, guess what? The government could ban anything in Maoist China, but you can't do that in America, which is what makes this a great country. Cities can't outlaw publications that have questionable sexual content or those advocating marijuana, which Ms. Levine thinks should be completely legal, but still isn't. They can't even outlaw publications promoting tobacco, which kills hundreds of thousands of us every year. Let's hope Grosse Pointe Park's elected officials remember the Constitution tonight. If they don't, they're certain to be embarrassed by the courts.